This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, one thing I continuously forget to do, not on purpose, I didn't think about it until today, now that I'm thinking about it. As they say, you never forget, right? Write it down, never forget, just don't forget the paper. Well, that's what I've done over and over and over again. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and sign up, not just sign up, but that's what I'm going to address first and foremost, but go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and sign up to get our weekly and daily newsletter. You'll get one on Saturday, which tells you what we've done throughout that week, what kind of trouble we've gotten into for standing for the right reasons, right? Blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And then throughout the week, what you'll do is get those 13 to 15 articles that I continuously highlight every single day. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and sign up for the daily news, okay? And we will send that over to you via email. With that as well, you can also get 13 to 15 articles over there on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Combating the Lies, which we're going to do again today. And you can also jump onto YouTube from sonsoflibertymedia.com. And don't forget to subscribe. And by the way, if you like the show, don't forget to give us a thumbs up. If you don't, give us a thumbs down. I'm okay. We're here to contend for the faith, but we're here also to hold to the Constitution and first and foremost, the Word of God, okay, which are the two religions, the two sciences that work together, said one of our Supreme Court judges. And James Wilson, by the way. So with that, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on YouTube. Click on to live chat, top chat. Join us even now. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page there. Click on to YouTube. Join us on top chat. And if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. The list goes on. You get the point. Also wanted to welcome today KARV 610 AM and also 93.1 FM in Russellville, Arkansas. Okay, welcome. We appreciate your trust. So that means we're up to 131 across the nation. KARV 610 AM and also 93.1 FM, Russellville, Arkansas. We welcome you. And again, thank you for your trust. We will do our best not to let you down. Folks, so let's just get to this. Again, if you want to make it your show today, you can do that. That's 1-866-582-9933. Now, we got a phone call coming in from New Mexico, but I'm just going to hold up a moment because we haven't really hit any topics yet, so I don't know how Clyde is motivated to give us a call or what it could be concerning his question. You know what? Let's find out. Clyde, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm staying alive.
Okay, well, good for you. Well, what say you, my friend?
Well, I'm just watching what's going on in our world, you know, and I see the system is just fighting tooth and nail to protect itself, but nobody wants to be protected by a system of predators.
Of course.
I've been watching. At first, I started watching loosely, then I started watching here a lot. This last time, I tried typing into live chat, and I can't even get my post in. It looks like they're just getting deleted out, so I don't know what's going on there.
Okay, yep, neither do I, because we have nothing to do with that outside of the fact that big tech companies are suppressing and censoring shows like me all across the country. But here's the good news, Clyde. I just talked to our attorney this morning. They are going to be inundated with lawsuits, these big tech companies across the country. Now, just think about this, though. If our said representatives would do their jobs, we wouldn't have to file a lawsuit against these big tech companies that are attempting to suppress our First Amendment rights concerning the Bill of Rights. And so... that is not us, just for the record, Clyde. That is YouTube messing with our stuff. They like to attempt to discredit. They like to play down our numbers. They do all of this, and they only do this to people that are effective against their new system of a government that they're attempting to establish. And we're going to continuously stay our course. We're not moving by the grace of God, and by the grace of God, we're going to win the day. Does that help?
It does help. By the grace of God and divine providence, perhaps. You know, I know that God will provide, but it's just difficult because, you know, economic sanctions is really rough. I've gone to the site and tried to sign up for your newsletter, and it would never seem to respond when I click on, you know, subscribe. So I'm going, okay, how do I get around that one?
Well, I will cross-check it, my friend. As soon as the radio show's over today, I will cross-check it. But again, I would suspect that either we're being meddled with by big tech companies or it's an issue on your end, because on our end, I am on that website probably 15 to 20 times a day. So I cannot tell you what that problem is. I got a break coming up here in just a moment, Clyde, but I was curious, do you have a question or a comment you would like to make?
Well, I just basically, I spent 6 years studying codes, laws, court rules, procedures, the Constitution inside out, and came to realize, you know, the organized criminality is all these special interest groups advancing their own interests that just gaslight and overwhelm individuals and families.
You're exactly right.
You know, they've been destroying the poor in this country for decades, and now they're attacking the middle class and going after their wealth to try and break it all down and advancing the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto.
That's right.
I can see.
Yep, that's exactly right. Clyde, can I encourage you just a little bit? See, this is why we're on the radio, because the power belongs to the people, because in this country we are the government, but they've so desensitized the American people to believe that there's nothing that they can do about it. Well, what happens when we come together and do something about it? What happens when we come together and we impeach them and then prosecute them for their violations of the very laws that they're supposed to uphold? And it's interesting, Clyde, when you look at the U.S. Constitution and the purpose of it, the very purpose of government in fact is to restrain men from violating law. We see just the exact opposite coming from our said politicians, not representatives today. Their purpose is to maintain order, but do we see that? No, we see them actually creating chaos and disorder. And interestingly enough, if they're not going to make reference to God's moral law, Deuteronomy 25, in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, it means that we have to get involved, my friend Clyde from New Mexico, and do what they're unwilling to do. And I'm willing. How about you, Clyde?
I'm a firm believer in God's law first, and the Constitution is the law, supreme law of the land.
Got to take a hard break. Clyde from New Mexico, thank you for the phone call. Totally appreciate it. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Well, I'm getting a lot of people complain about the operation of YouTube, and it's interesting to know, friends, we are going to be dealing with them. I talked to our local, or not our local attorney, but our attorney out of Texas this morning, and folks, soon enough, they're going to get theirs. And you don't attack your customers and then expect them to stay. And it's exactly what they're doing, but it shows you how a fascist state is in operation. You have government working with the big media, and I don't care how many times Ted Cruz or the president has gotten out there and talking about how he's going to deal with them. The fact of the matter is, friends, that's all being told to you under false pretenses. It's nothing. It's nothing more than appeasement, because behind closed doors, nothing is happening from those that should be. And just like I told Clyde, you know, the fact of the matter is, if government was simply doing their job and enforcing the laws that they swore to uphold during their oaths with their hand on the Bible and their other hand aimed at God and man, we wouldn't have to file lawsuits. But that's our only retort, friends, in dealing with corruption in this country today. And this is exactly how they're making money and how they're bleeding the people their money, along with attorneys. And now we understand, by the way, scripturally, why Jesus woed the attorneys, the lawyers, because what they do, friends, is they sit there and they just play the game as they continuously milk the system on both sides. And it's not every one of them, but it's a good portion of them. Rest assured, I have experience in that game that they've made. And the bottom line is we have to stand up and take it over their heads and be resolute concerning our end aim. And if we do that, friends, I'll tell you what, we can put the fear of God in deterring crimes against other people as well as ourselves in the process, looking out for all of us. And that's why we're doing this, friends. That's why we're bringing a lawsuit to Facebook. This is why we're dealing with YouTube right now. We see what they're doing. We're not stupid. We're not blind. But the fact of the matter is, too many people are just willing to run away and capitulate when they should turn and fight. And if enough of us did that, friends, I'll tell you what, we wouldn't have the issues that we have in this country today. So, in conclusion, if the government's not willing to do their job, then we, the people, the government that entrusted them with delegated powers to do what they think they're going to do and get away with it, we have to remind them that they're not going to get away with it because we didn't delegate that authority to them to do. And I'm talking about the crimes they're committing against we, the people, in service to special interest groups. I hope that made sense because it made perfect sense to me. Now, friends, what I want to do is I want to get to topic. If you want to call in, you can. That number is 1-866. 866-582-9933. Thank you for the phone call from New Mexico, Clyde. I appreciate that as well. But let's get over to this, because this morning I started thinking, okay, I'm going to be doing an event next week in Michigan, and I'm already thinking about that and exactly what I'm going to say when I have the time allotted to say it. And, you know, we're going to be doing a Second Amendment rally on the 17th of September, and which is next Thursday from 10 to 2 on the Capitol steps in militia again. And I'm saying that on purpose, of course. And then I started thinking to myself, wait a second, why is, instead of the government calling up the militia to suppress insurrection, because we see so many things on the forefront right now, we see so many things on the horizon right now with all this insurrection, with all this warfare, so on and so forth, but you don't see government doing their job. Let me say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. When you see crime on the level that it is today, it shows you that government is not doing its job. I just want you to understand that. Okay, when you see these insurrections taking place across the country and you watch the president sit back and do nothing but verbally condemn it like he's been doing with everything, which is nothing more than pro wrestling at its very worst, and it's exactly what it is, friends, it shows you that government is not doing its job. Okay, but I want you to listen to this headline. Instead of the government calling up the militia to suppress insurrection, they, along with subversive organizations and the mainstream media, they're advocating it. How? They're defending the insurrectionist. They're not condemning the insurrectionist, friends. Is that not very telling? Is that not telling as to who's behind those that are out on the streets? Of course it is. Now, let me lay this and premise this conversation on what our forefathers established, and I can back it up with scripture. If at any time you want to call in and challenge me on that or add to it, you can. George Mason, addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, said in June 4th of 1788, he asked the question, who is the militia? Okay? He said they now consist of the whole people, you and me, America. And then he said, except a few public officers. Yep. Why? Because they want them disarmed. By the way, it was also George Mason that said the best way to enslave a people is to disarm the people. And that's what he meant when he said, except a few public officers that want to disarm you, all the while creating bills and legislation, policy, might I add, that undermines our Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights with armed guards around them. And you always have to think about the hypocrisy when you see them introduce bills in such a fashion, because it's been going on since the beginning of time. And how do you control a people anyways? Read 1 Samuel 13:22. How do you defend a people, and how did God organize and orchestrate a people to actually defend themselves? Read Luke 11:21 and 22. It's all there. Common sense comes into play, right? But what's interesting today as to how Americans have allowed their own mainstream media, we've allowed America, not me, I'm talking about how Americans have allowed their own mainstream media to advocate for groups that promote hate and subversive anti-American government sentiments towards themselves. When you get a moment, read Psalm 7:15. The Bible says that they're going to fall into the pit that they themselves have dug. And how are they digging the hole? They're allowing the corrupt to do what they do. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, America, it's not for us to stand back and complain about what we tolerate. It's enough for us to actually stand up and deal with each and every one of them to put them in check concerning the laws of the land. I say it all the time, and I'll say it again for the new listeners. You've been taught the right-left paradigm. The fact of the matter is, if the right, me and you, would be doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. You get it? And that's exactly true. But for some reason or another, the American militia is demonized. Have you noticed this? Demonized by the mainstream media with the likes, while the likes of, I'm sorry, BLM, Antifa, and other organizations, by the way, that have government backing. In other words, they're the modern-day protesters. We call them the modern-day brown shirts. Now, if you know anything about history, dictators, they send their brown shirts out. They'll send their people out to create the domestic insurrection. And then those that are responsible for sending them out and creating the domestic insurrection will publicly come out and play the problem solvers. History teaches us that those problem solvers, in many cases, more than not, by the way, and it's been going on a long time in America, friends, more than not are the very ones that have created the domestic insurrection in the first place. That's why they're called paid protesters. Ask yourself who's doing the paying. Well, just look behind the curtain. And again, remember what the headline is. Instead of government calling up the militia to suppress these insurrectionists, they, corruption in government, along with subversive organizations and the mainstream media, advocate and defend the insurrectionists. Is that not very telling? Is it not? Absolutely. It should tell you exactly what's going on, friends, and who is responsible for the insurrection, the domestic insurrection taking place today. Now, this is what I want you to think of. The militia is demonized by the mainstream media. But BLM and Antifa, Antifa, whatever you want to call them, they're rioting out on the streets. They're looting out on the streets, even murdering out on the streets. And it's interesting how we're seeing the media continuously feed into white-on-black crimes. But we're not hearing anything of black-on-white crimes. Now, I'm not going to get pulled into this narrative. Why? Because it's set up to divide and conquer the American people. But it should show you, friends, as to who is continuously creating this divide-and-conquer narrative. Over and over and over again. Now, I got to tell you, when I was in Michigan, I didn't see it. When I was in Kentucky, I didn't see it. Just recently, by the way, when I was in Minneapolis, I didn't see it. When I was in Chicago two times, I didn't see it. When I just got back from Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, I didn't see it. The only place that you see the whites on the black and the blacks on the whites, for the most part, friends, is what the mainstream media continuously produces to divide the American people. Pull the wood out of that fire. Get away from the media. As a matter of fact, if you want a peace of mind, shut down the media. First and foremost, the Lord told us to come out from among them. 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 17, right? He told us friendship with the world is enmity with God. James 4:4. What do we have anything to do with what's going on in the mainstream media, especially if you call yourself a Christian, conservative, or a patriot? You have nothing to do with them. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Amos 3:3. Don't play the hypocrite, friends. Fact of the matter is, shut the TV off because there's nothing good that the mainstream media is producing. But the narrative to continuously divide the American people in order to conquer, to establish a new form of government on the ruins of the old. Rest assured. I'm going to get to more of this in just a moment, and I'm going to also get over, friends, to the Constitution. And I want to show you how the militia is established for good to suppress insurrection. It's also there to repeal invasion. So the question is why is it that the militia has not been called up by the American government? Well, because they've been busy demonizing the militia. It should tell you who they're working for, friends, and it isn't us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is announcing the normalization of diplomatic relations between Bahrain and Israel.
In the spirit of peace and cooperation, both leaders also agreed that Bahrain will fully normalize its diplomatic relations with Israel. They will exchange embassies and ambassadors, begin direct flights between their countries. This is a truly historic day.
In Shanksville, Pennsylvania, former Vice President Joe Biden admits to being stunned by the brave actions of passengers on United Flight 93.
It's one thing to react when you're in a situation where you're confronted with something and you have to act immediately. It's something to consciously know that what you're about to do is likely to cost you your life.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. It's back to the drawing board for Senate Republicans regarding a coronavirus relief bill, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Senate Democrats have succeeded at blocking a Republican stimulus bill. No Democrats voted for advancing that measure in a procedural vote yesterday. It was aiming to expand liability protections and unemployment benefits.
Protesters up early in Minneapolis, Minnesota, to gather outside the Hennepin County Courthouse for the first in-person hearing in the pretrial for the officers involved in George Floyd's death. The trial is expected to last most of the day on Friday and will focus on two motions, the motion to hold separate trials for each officer and the motion to move the trials out of Minneapolis. The state is asking that the court have all four officers tried at the same time to save the court system time and resources, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, Cody, Illinois, how are you doing, my friend?
You know, on this militia issue, it almost seems like it's collusion to keep, because they know that that brings the citizens together when they, you know, are involved with the militia and acting in coordination.
I wonder how that's working out for them right now. I mean, people in America are beginning to see what's going on in other countries right now. And that's the great divide. That's what the media doesn't want people to be aware of, that people are beginning to communicate. They're beginning to find out that they're saying the same things. They're beginning to come together right now. And they don't want that because that doesn't work for their agenda. Their agenda is to divide the American people and conquer. And what's happening on many fronts, my friend, is that's completely backfiring. And I'm not here to give hope under false pretenses in any sense of the word. I'm not putting my trust into the arm of the flesh. I'm just sharing with the American people and you, Cody, as to what I'm seeing across the boards. I don't see what the media continuously promulgates. I don't see that. Yeah. I get to basically check the temperature of what's going on out there every time I leave and go out on the road, and I'm out there all the time. It's not happening the way that they're making it come across to the American people, that everybody's against each other. You've got to be afraid to walk outside. That's not there. We're not seeing that, my friend. So we need to wake up to the reality check that they want you to succumb to their fear and oppression that they are inundating you 24/7. With. And I think it really what it comes down to, Cody, is who do you fear? Do you fear the face of God? Because if you do, you don't fear the face of man. But if you fear the face of man, then you're going to fear the consequence of man, which is a snare. And we don't have anything to do with that garbage here. That's what they're afraid of.
I wanted to mention, I want to mention Romans 13 because of some of the so-called Christians out there like to pervert that that statement. And I was listening to another show today, and they said, you know, Brent said you got to look at its proper authority. You have to discern who has the authority, who or what, rather, your ultimate lawgiver, you know, and if who has the proper authority. And there's even some court cases that they brought up, like U.S. v. Minker, that, you know, it's your obligation to verify a claimed authority and no, you have no obligation to obey a false authority. And, you know, so you really have to decide, and then somebody brought...
So, Cody, make distinction. Make distinction, then.
What's that?
Make distinction. What is a proper authority? What's a false authority?
Well, if you're a Christian, the ultimate lawgiver is going to be your God.
And the bottom line is everyone in this country, regardless if they're a Christian or not, their rights come from God. And the fact of the matter is the state wants to convince you that your rights come from them, which, by the way, is an evolutionary view of government. Our rights come from God. They don't come from the state, whereas the state gives you privileges, which, by the way, makes them your God. No. That's the problem we're having in this country today. And by the way, who undermines or who assails the American people, namely the Christians, more than corrupt politicians? Nobody does. These are the ones that brought in the ACLU, which is a subversive organization in America. Roger Baldwin from the ACLU said that the end of the ACLU is communism. They don't have any authority over the First Amendment, which they're continuously attacking. And it's interesting to note, they're the ones giving aid to our enemies within. But they've been doing this for a long time. Why? Because they've been allowed, they've been allowed to do the things that they're doing. And they're going to get away with it if the American people don't wake up to the fact that they don't have standing in government in this country in a subversive manner. And there's so many organizations like that in this country. Our authority is God. There's no question about it. Our rights come from God, and then we delegate authority to those that serve we the people. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They don't want you to know that. And as long as they can get you to ignore God, the stumbling block, the rock of offense to them and their special interests, in other words, as to who they're working for, well, either you serve God or you serve the state. Which one is it going to be? Well, the state wants you to serve them, and God says no, they don't have that authority to do it, but you're only going to be able to do that if you fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. And if you don't know the difference, well, then you're easily controlled.
Yeah, it's been a big brainwashing. Just ask this question. Does a government have authority if it perverts and contravenes the law or the Constitution of free men?
Null and void.
People are forgetting they're supposed to be free. You know, that's the problem.
Null and void. So when you were listening to that preacher today talk about Romans 13, was he putting it into scriptural context, or was he taking it out of scriptural context?
He was rebutting the presumption that so many preachers preach that you have to obey, you know, kind of blindly the government.
Okay. And we're the government, and we're supposed to follow those that pervert the Constitution, really? And this is exactly, this is, by the way, what you're seeing in the pulpits across the country. You're seeing them in representative positions. That's what they're supposed to be in this country, is the burnt hippies. They're still high on PCP. They're preaching this false grace, using it as an occasion for the flesh to do whatever you want to do, but you're still going to heaven. And the fact of the matter is, you know, if I take you through scripture and I show you Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego defying in Daniel 3, Nebuchadnezzar, look who won the day because they stood up. The fourth man showed up in what was proclaimed the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When you look in scriptures in the book of Acts, you see the Lord sending forth the angels to set Peter free from prison. Who put him in prison? The corrupt Herod did. And who dealt with corrupt Herod? The Lord did. And he set Peter free, and he told him to go teach in this name. The same thing with the earthquake. The same thing with Moses going to the face of Pharaoh. I can go back and forth all day long and show you that what you're being taught through the modern day hirelings, John 10:12, is completely upside down. And what we're talking about right now, friends, is putting it right side up. Nowhere can you find in Scripture that we are to submit ourselves to tyranny in any sense of the word, but we are commanded by God to stand against it in every sense of the word.
Yeah, I had to take notes because I was having a discussion with a veteran online, you know, and they bring that up, and I couldn't properly answer the Romans 13. So now I'm clear in my mind because, I was giving him help for the Federal Reserve. I said, you guys are supporting that by being part of the military. You're upholding unconstitutional views. And then I said also, you know, these wars that aren't even voted on by Congress, you know. And,
yep.
And then somebody comes in there with Romans 13. So it's important that everybody understand that. So
Yeah. There's a lot of, you know what, there's ignorance is prevalent in this land, and it all started with the church. The law of truth is supposed to be in the preacher's mouth, which is found in Malachi. And you see that people are being destroyed for the lack of knowledge, which is found in Hosea 4:6. But I found that when I came up in ministry over the last 23 years as to where the problem is. And what we see today is those that call themselves the professors, man, they can't even tell you. And I do this all over the country, Cody. I ask them, how many of you guys are Christians in this room? And every, 90% of the hands go up in the room, if not more. And then I ask them to name me three commandments that the Lord gave, his moral law that Christ never abrogated. They can't tell me for the most part. And we wonder why we're being destroyed. It's because they don't even know the will of the Lord. And that's the first prerequisite that Jesus laid out for us in John 7:17. So I see this all the time. But let me sum this up for you real quickly. When you look at Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13, okay? Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Okay? God is not the advocator. He is not the author. He is not the one that tells his children to go out there and disobey him by giving yourself over to evil. No, he tells us to do just the exact opposite. And then when you get up to Romans 13, people debate about Romans 13. Well, if they would have just taken the time to read Romans 12:21, they wouldn't have had to go off of Romans 13 and try to explain it, because we already know that God is good, and we know that man's fallen nature is evil. So it's a good thing that Christ is the standard, Cody, and not man, let me tell you that.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Thanks,
I appreciate
a lot,
Bradley. Yep, and by the way, I did get your email today, and I totally appreciate it.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot, Bradley.
Cool.
Have
yep, thank you. Yep, you too. Folks, let's get back over to this. Again, if you want to call in, please do, make it your show. 1-866-582-9933. Tearing down our father's altars like Gideon did in Judges 6. I mean, it's really what we're up against, especially people that are my age, the up-and-coming generation. Now, I'm not a sprung chicken, but I'm telling you what, friends, the older generation has failed my generation. And we are on the front of setting that record straight by educating people to understand as to what the U.S. Constitution, which is predicated upon the Word of God, says. Folks, it's the Rock of Ages, the Word of God is. We're not moved by the opinions of men. We're sick and tired of politics as usual and the corruption that takes place 24/7 that we're inundated with. And it all started with the church. And again, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. So the fact of the matter is we're in the fight of our lives, really tearing down the altars of those that preceded us on so many different fronts. And the way that we're doing that is we're doing what the Lord said in Jeremiah 6:16, by going back to the old path. We're going back to our forefathers who were used by God to establish the righteousness of David, the branch of David in the United States of America, friends. And keep in mind, King David was set forth as a light to do what? To set judgment upon the heads of the wicked. And friends, what we're missing in this country today, which is going to bring longevity and preservation, read Deuteronomy 11, is God's judgments upon the heads of the wicked. And God's mercy today is just that, to bring on the behalf of the innocent, on the behalf of the victims, is to establish judgments within the gate, Amos 5, verse 15. And then he said there, you that love the Lord, hate evil and love that which is good. There is no in-between there, friends. There is no in-betweenites. We need to get back to his judgments and his justice. And I'm going to continuously keep pounding this drum, friends, because it's the one that this country needs to hear. We need justice, and we're not getting it from the church, and we're not getting it from government. So therefore, we, the people in this country, under God, who are the government, need to establish that which is being left undone on so many different fronts. We are going to come back to this topic concerning the militia and how they're under attack, and how the government, along with, in conjunction with others, the insurrectionists, are playing along. We'll be
at the Sons of Liberty. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, just for scriptural reference to the scripturally ignorant, I want to tell you the first thing Jesus said if you're going to follow him is to know the doctrine, number one, okay? And many people don't know that, John 7:17. But I was just talking about the branch of David, which is in righteousness. When you go over to Psalm 132, verse 17, who was King David? There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed, okay? But if we go over to Isaiah 51:4, it tells us a little bit more. It says, hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. See, this is why we're spinning out into chaos right now, into darkness, friends, is because judgment guards our liberties, and judgment is what's being left undone concerning concerning the responsible parties who failed to bring it. And therefore, if they're not going to do it again, the American people have to rise up and do what's being left undone by the responsible parties. So, with that said, friends, I'm going to take a couple more phone calls here. I got Steve real quick. Steve, I'll give you 1 minute. Again, I got to get back to my topic. I've not got there. I love it when you guys make your show, so bring it.
Well, the reason they don't like the militia is the reason they don't like cures for COVID. It's an actual solution. If you defend yourself and you protect yourself, you don't need them.
Exactly.
And if you look at the mask and all this other stuff and hiding out in your own home, everything's to keep you afraid, keep you vulnerable, keep you weak. If you're running your own militia, you're protecting yourself. You're strong. You're safe. And you got nothing to worry about.
Amen.
That's the thing they hate the most is strong people.
Well said, Steve from Minnesota. I totally appreciate it. I got Dan from Ohio. Thanks for calling in. I'll give you 1 minute, Dan. Make your point. I got to finish the show. Thank you, sir.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Hey,
you know, you hit on why the militia thing. Well, remember the Oklahoma City incident? That was,
yep.
They really villainized the militia during that time. But I'm going to hit on something that you kind of hit on. You see these memes come up on the Facebook feeds. Barr's going to do this. Barr's going to name Antifa terrorist group. Barr's going to name Black Lives Matter Antifa group. Rand Paul wants to know who's funding them. You don't have to look too far who's funding them. McDonald's, Walmart, Target.
Yep.
You know, basically this has turned into a fascist regime.
Exactly.
With these
exactly.
corporations controlling everything.
That's right.
I'll leave it at that, Bradley. But
and they're working,
I just wanted to kind of bring that one.
Yeah, and Dan, what's interesting to note is they're working hand in glove. Folks, when the government works with big corporations, you need to understand that is a fascist state. That's what's taking place here. They're paying, folks, they're literally paying these people to upend. They're being used as a political battering ram to upend your U.S. Constitution. But this is why continuously, Dan, just for the record, make reference to Isaiah 28, verse 18, because this will be disannulled too. But it's up to the American people to disannul it in obedience to God, or we're just going to let them do whatever they want to do so history can repeat itself all over again after the country's destroyed, after millions of people are destroyed, only to find out we have to learn from history by going back to the God that we should have never departed from wickedly in the first place. So I appreciate
Absolutely.
Your phone call, my friend.
Hey,
I
God
totally
bless
you.
Do. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. Thank you. But folks, here again, I got to get back to this. I want to make reference to the Constitution. I think you're getting the point here, friends, that we're seeing hand in glove, representatives that call themselves representatives that are corrupt politicians, working with the mainstream media, sympathizing with the likes of these organizations that are out there rioting, looting, and murdering on the streets. Yes, literally, friends. And it's interesting to note that they're being promoted. And how are they being promoted? Well, they're being promoted by the mainstream media continuously keeping the eyes and the cameras, the eyes of the people through the cameras on these subversive organizations. And then what do? They try to put them in the position of being the victim. And this is what they're doing all day long. Folks, if I were to say, and I would never say it, but if I were to say, like the leader of the Black Lives Matters organization in a subversive organization in New York alone, if I said, either you give me what I want or else this city's going to burn down, I'd have been thrown in jail right now. I'd have been thrown in jail within 15 minutes after I said it. How come the DOJ has not been brought forth to prosecute these people that are out there looting and burning down buildings and murdering people? How come they haven't been dealt with? How come it's being promoted 24/7 in the news? And then on top of it, they had to add insult to injury by putting them in the victim position, because that's how you throw and overthrow a system of government, friends. It's nothing new. They use the homosexuals, they use the Muslims, they are using communists to do the things that communists do. And you need to understand that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And what are we seeing? The corrupt politicians, the immoral, the people that are out on the streets, the immoral. And what are they doing? Again, they're destroying your system of government because they want to get rid of this one, out with the old, bring in the new. Folks, create the chaos, bring in the new order. Create the chaos, bring in the new order. And it's on every front. Where is the rule of law that was promised to us a long time ago? Only you can answer that, America, because I'm telling you right now, you're not going to see it from this administration. Now, let me get down to this concerning our founding forefathers and the documents in which they have drawn up for our instructions and preservation. June 8, 1789, James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, also known as the father of our Constitution, said in the Annals of Congress, 434, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated militia composed of who? The body of the people trained to arms is the best and most natural defense of a free country. The Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights states a well-regulated militia. That's me and you. James Madison just told us, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right that God gave them of the people to keep and bear arms and doing the right things shall not be infringed. It shall not be violated. Okay? When you go to the preface to the Bill of Rights, it's interesting, most people overlook this, but if you go to the preface to the Bill of Rights, it states that the convention of a number of states, listen carefully, having at the time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers. To say, Fauci, friends, I end with, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses shall be added as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. So it was set in place, the Bill of Rights was, as a safe vouch, as to safe vouch the citizens to make sure that the government did. In other words, let me say it this way. The Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots the government. Okay, and what are they doing? They're again pushing their limits. They're overreaching. They're acting outside of their scope of authority by attempting to what? Not only disarm the American people, but also attack the militia simultaneously. And by the way, my friend Don in Ohio, it wasn't just Oklahoma. It was also Ruby Ridge, and we see this continuously where the media is being used to demonize the militia. Now, this is my point that I want to make here, knowing that. The preamble of the U.S. Constitution starts off with we the people. And understanding that our rights come from God, as we all do, as we delegate and entrust to our said representatives, right? Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's found in the Declaration of Independence. To do what? To uphold the laws that God has ordained through the Mosaic Institution, Exodus 20. When you go over to Richard Henry Lee, Federal Farmer, number 18, January 25th, 1788, reminding you again as to who the militia is, a militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms to preserve liberty. It is essential that the whole body of the people, you and me, always possess arms, you and me, and be taught alike, especially when young, as to how to use them. So let's make clear as to what's happening today in the president. You have an anti-American politician and organizations, and all being promulgated by global propaganda outlets, six corporations worldwide, that are in fact operating in a foreign manner of that of the American government, all in an attempt to overthrow the old in order to establish the new. Okay? The militia of a country are able-bodied men organized in companies, regiments, and brigades with officers of all grades and required by law to attend military exercises on certain days only, but at other times left to pursue their usual occupations. That's Webster's 1828, friends. So when we see the government actually in cahoots with the mainstream media and these subversive organizations, you should understand, friends, as to who the insurrectionists are, because what you're not seeing them stand up and call forth the militia, which, by the way, is found in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, which tells us that good government is to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union to suppress insurrections and to repeal invasions. Are you seeing the government do that today? Or are you seeing them defend themselves with the use of Black Lives Matters and Antifa? And it is telling, friends, because it tells you exactly who corruption is and what it is that they mean to do and what it is that they are responsible for doing. When you look at the militia, it is a good thing. Good government calls up the militia. When you see politicians demonize, when you see the mainstream media demonize the militia, you better understand that that government that you're tolerating today is no longer advocating for American government. It has now become something that is foreign to American government, and maybe that explains why you and me are under attack 24/7. See ya.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.